Well, hello. It's Michelle Winter here in Oregon, USA, with a special report on the solar eclipse and the path of totality in Oregon. So what is a total solar eclipse? The American Astronomical Society offers an explanation. The moon blocks the sun, the photosphere, and for a brief moment, the corona or crown is visible. The corona is made of rarefied gas heated to millions of degrees, and they form a display of streamers and loops by the sun's magnetic field. When the moon moves in to cover the sun, this becomes visible. The chromosphere, or thin middle layer of the sun's atmosphere, blazes in a ruby color, the sky darkens to deep blue, the planets and stars shine bright, and the temperature drops. For the first time since 1918, the moon's shadow, which is up to 70 miles wide, will cross the country of the United States from the west coast in Oregon to the east coast in South Carolina before it moves across the continent. No other country will experience the path of totality, so it's a big deal in the U.S. Starting over in the mid-Pacific Ocean to the Atlantic, short of Africa, the path of totality will cover 8,600 miles, or 13,800 kilometers from end to end. The lunar shadow moves at 1,500 miles per hour, or 2,400 kilometers per hour, and darkness will last for an average of 2 minutes as it moves west to east. This event is unprecedented in modern history, as the last time it occurred, there were no cars, phones, or airplanes. So, with 200 million people living within a reasonable distance to the path of totality, it's predicted that there will be momentous traffic jams and cell phone outages as they converge on the best viewing point, mostly by car. Here in Oregon, the path of totality begins in the Pacific Ocean south of Lincoln City, moving across the Cascades below Dallas and Salem, to the ground zero town of Madras, then John Day, before it heads to Idaho. So what impact does an influx of approximately 1 million eclipse visitors, plus those visitors already in Oregon, and the existing population of 2.5 million in the Portland metro area to 4 million statewide, have on Oregon for this event from August 17th to the 22nd? Well, plenty. An increase of passengers at Portland International Airport is estimated to begin August 17th and end August 22nd at 66,000 to 65,000 people, averaging 14,000 more per day than normal. Car rental companies have oversold and 17,000 cars are on reserve for the 3-day period for the eclipse, which is usually the number for an entire week. Portland International Airport, part of the Port of Portland, reports that arriving planes will be at 90 to 100% full. Aviation Media Relations Manager Kama Simons says, nearly 400,000 passengers are expected to pass through PDX between August 17 and 22, and the biggest challenge may be rental car return. It's projected more than 17,000 rental cars will be returned Monday evening and Tuesday, a busy week's worth of business in a few days, Simon says. We're reminding folks who have flights to allow plenty of time to get to the airport, she cautions. Authorities expect between 50,000 and 100,000 visitors at the Oregon coast and tens of thousands more in central Oregon. Besides the middle of the Oregon coast, Madras, Oregon, and Bend, Oregon, will be hardest hit with visitors. These areas are both accessible from Portland, but via Highway 26 East, which winds through the Mount Hood area and then out to these high desert towns. In some places, the road is only a 2-lane highway. Traffic could grind to a halt, and the Oregon Department of Transportation, or ODOT, is advising that heavy congestion in the four areas of totality in the state, the Oregon coast, Salem, Madras, and Eastern Oregon will go on for a day before and after the eclipse. Adding to this is that August in these areas is also high fire season, with dry grass along much of these rural highways. Emergency responders are already ramping up, with Hoodland Fire District's Chief John Ingrau commenting that his district, which includes the Mount Hood area on the road to Madras, quote, will be heavily staffed, unquote. The state is halting road repairs and closures and utilizing truck way stations as emergency staging locations in an attempt to have emergency responders to accidents, medical emergencies, and fires in place. Another worry is if the traffic is deadlocked and the eclipse is overhead, people might leave their cars running and get out, leaving them in the road. The influx of visitors for the eclipse in Madras is expected to be 100,000. Total population in Madras is about 7,000. So it's a small town with an all-volunteer fire department. Officials worry that the resources are too limited to handle emergencies. The state has hinted that they will be trying out their emergency plans created for a natural disaster, but no definitive answer. There is the eclipse happening, but then there are pre-eclipse parties, events, and concerts in the area on farms and private land. Some Madras restaurants have simplified their menu to feed more people more quickly. The liquor stores and cannabis dispensaries are triple stocked, and the fuel stations have full tanks and are in full expectation of visitors' needs. So maybe it's best to fly in. Madras Airport has taken reservations for 300 private planes. Planes must arrive August 18, 19, or 20, as on the 21st, the day of the eclipse, it's sold out for landings. Manager Rob Berg said most pilots will camp out on a field next to their planes. The airfield will have a beer and wine garden, skydiving, and music. The Federal Aviation Administration says that Madras and Bend airports are bringing in private companies to run the air traffic control. Extra fuel has been ordered. We are seeing a lot of business, said Ron Peters, manager of Salem Aviation Fueling. Salem is the first major airport in the line of totality. Quote, we are sold out. Every parking space is booked, unquote. American Airlines was one of the first commercial airlines to realize that people would love to see the eclipse by air, and so has a special flight departing Portland, Oregon at 7:30 a.m. The flight will fly off the coast of Oregon, letting guests be among the first to see the phenomenon. Sorry, the flight is not open to book. Just a few of Alaska's private invitees were able to get a seat. Checking online, a few commercial flights on Southwest Airlines and Alaska will be in the air at the time over the states within a range of totality and will be passing out viewing glasses and special eclipse drinks. So it's a good bet. With window seats, passengers might get a special look. We wondered if flying a plane during eclipse posed any special challenges, so we asked a pilot. John Jordan, owner of Jordan Winery, is a pilot, flight instructor, and owner of an M2 Cessna Citation jet and a Gulfstream 3. And he says, quote, there's nothing special that needs to be done during an eclipse. Flying in an eclipse is no different than flying a plane in the dark. Same protocol, unquote. Hotels, motels, and other lodging in the path of totality have been sold out in Oregon for months. Even the larger markets like Portland and Salem have been completely booked for months. People are renting out rooms, spaces in their driveways for RVs and trailers, and many farms are mowing down their fields for public camping. Some wildfires near public campgrounds and forests have closed the camping spots, forcing those with reservations to look elsewhere. According to the Oregon Travel website, local events and tours in Oregon run the gamut from cannabis tours, a three-day eclipse tour along the Oregon coast, wine country events, star parties in the Ochoco National Forest, solar eclipse camps, How to Moon the Moon block parties, music and art festivals, a solar eclipse viewing party with OMSI, the Oregon Museum of Science and History, and the 2017 solar eclipse at Salishan on the coast. Portable potties have sold out, in case you were wondering. Everyone is advised to bring food, water, and emergency first aid kits and supplies with them, as small towns will not have enough to go around. Portable cell towers will be in place in the path of totality because it's anticipated that cell towers will overload. Restaurants, groceries, coffee shops, and fuel stations are advised to plan for cash transactions because credit cards may not work due to overload on cell towers, especially during the eclipse. There is even a classical angle to the solar eclipse. Visit allclassical.org to hear a special soundtrack curated for the eclipse. Portland's All Classical Station commissioned Irish composer and musician Desmond Early to create a new work for choir, cello, and bass drum. If you would like to track the eclipse 2017, NASA, the National Aeronautics and Space Administration, at www.nasa.gov/eclipse-live will be live streaming from their flight, chasing the eclipse from beginning to end. It will include a satellite and images from space. A good primer to the eclipse is at eclipse.aas.org from the American Astronomical Society. The website eclipse2017.nasa.gov has more info on when and where the eclipse will be and instructions for when to put on your eclipse glasses. Permanent eye damage can occur from the sun, so everyone needs solar eye protection. Sunglasses are not enough. Well, wish us luck here in Oregon. I, for one, will be staying home as my house is within the 97% path of totality. And besides, I don't think I'll be able to get out of my driveway.
That was Michelle Winner there, our America's correspondent, speaking to us from the coast, the northwest coast of the US, which is where the eclipse will start to hit the American mainland. I think that's on the 21st.